Well, we have taken a number of steps that started over a year and a half ago. Shortly after I assumed this role as the special envoy for Iran, I had a sense that there would be protests in the future, and I know that the regime tries to shut down the ability of the Iranian people to communicate with each other. So I started working with a number of private sector technology companies, and we have been able to get into the hands of the Iranian people circumvention tools that allow them to communicate with each other when the regime tries to censor them. And so this work has been going on for well over a year and a half. We are also trying to put in place workarounds to help the people work around the Iranian regime shutting down the internet. And we think that that's going to help some people connect to the internet so that they can continue getting out their videos. I've seen a number of videos over the last few days, some very graphic involving the regime murdering innocent people, others that are very inspirational. I saw a woman today standing on a bridge in Iran, and she removed the compulsory hijab and started shouting to all of the people who were listening that how tired she is of this oppressive regime, and calling on the people to demonstrate against this regime for all of its violations of the Iranian people's basic rights, especially women.